It's hard to believe, but today is my third anniversary of ordination. And one of the great joys throughout this past 3 years as a priest has been to celebrate Mass every day. Now, admittedly, I haven't been perfect at this. I have missed a few days kind of throughout for days off or just laziness on my days off or during vacation where I would just put off Mass and it wouldn't happen. And those are days that I regret, to be honest, because it has been a great joy for me to celebrate Mass, a great joy to celebrate Mass in community, to bring our Lord to his people in his real presence, body, blood, soul, the divinity, here at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It's been a joy for me to daily be able to receive him every day, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, to receive him in the Blessed Sacrament. And then it's also been a joy for me to spend time before him in adoration. Now, we truly do believe that he is present at Mass because it's been revealed by Christ himself through his church. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, specifically paragraph 1373, if you ever want to look it up, it emphasizes that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. Now, it does this emphasis after mentioning that there are multiple other ways in which he is present. When we look in the scriptures, Christ is present there, like when the scriptures are proclaimed at Mass. He is truly present there. Christ is present, as it says in the scriptures, where two or three are gathered in his name for prayer. He is present when we go to visit those who are sick and imprisoned. He is present there. But quoting from the Second Vatican Council, the document Sacrosanctum Concilium, which is about the sacred liturgy, about the Mass, the Catechism says he is present most especially in the Eucharistic species. Jesus is present most completely in the Eucharist. He is present body, blood, soul, and divinity. As Paul VI said in a document which came out right after the Second Vatican Council, it is a substantial presence by which Christ, God and man, makes himself wholly and entirely present. Now, we got to be clear about this. Christ is truly present after Mass in the Eucharist. Now, the bread and wine don't change appearance. You know, it doesn't become chunks of flesh and blood in appearance, although there have been Eucharistic miracles where that has occurred. But just because we don't see this change does not mean it doesn't happen. Yes, the bread and wine still looks, tastes, and smells like bread and wine. But it really does become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. In fact, in the Catechism, paragraphs 1375 and 1376, there is an emphasis that the change occurs through the priest pronouncing the words of our Lord. This is my body, and this is my blood. When the priest says those words at Mass, regardless of what else the priest does at Mass, it becomes his body and blood, becomes our Lord's body and blood. Now, of course, this should be a review for all of us who are Catholics, whether through our religious education as a child, or if we're a convert, if we've converted to the faith, this should be a review for us. This should not be familiar to us. But the sad thing is, many Catholics no longer believe that this is the Eucharist. Either they've forgotten what the Church has revealed to us, what Christ has revealed to us through the Church, or they willingly no longer believe. They have started to believe other things, that maybe it's a spiritual presence or something along that line. And when that happens, when we forget who it is that becomes present, that the Eucharist is not just a thing, it truly is Christ. The focus becomes on us as members of the community who have gathered instead of on our Lord who is present. Now, this is an important distinction to make because the Eucharist, as the Second Vatican Council tells us, truly is the source and summit of the Christian life. Everything we do in our lives should lead to receiving our Lord. Our entire life should be surrounded by receiving our Lord at Mass. And everything we do as Christians should flow from receiving our Lord at Mass. There is nothing that should be more important. In fact, I would challenge you as Catholics. I challenge all Catholics. I challenge myself as a Catholic. Don't come to Mass because it's an obligation. Don't come here because you have to, because it's an obligation. Come to Mass because it is the most important thing in your life to do on a weekly basis. Nothing, no events, no activities, no scheduled event is more important than the worship of God at Mass. And this is where the problem comes in by focusing on the community. When we focus on the community gathering at Mass, it means that Mass is just another community event we can miss if our schedules don't allow for it. Well, I can't make it to the band program because I've got a schedule. I can't make it over to the Gospel Jamboree in Malta because I've got something else scheduled. I can't make it to Mass because I have something scheduled. We should never say that last phrase. We should never say that last phrase. There should never be anything that is scheduled that keeps us from Mass unless it is an absolute dire emergency. Receiving our Lord is so important, should be so important in our lives, that we're willing to prepare to receive our Lord. And in fact, we're given just simple rules as we prepare to receive our Lord. The church has given us very simple, basic rules. One of the rules is that we are to fast for 1 hour before receiving. Now, I want to make this clear. This is 1 hour before receiving, not 1 hour before Mass, although that is a very good practice in its own right. And what is involved in this fast? Only water and medicine. Nothing else to drink. No coffee, no juice, no milk, no pop. Just water. And no food whatsoever. Not even gum. Gum can break the Eucharistic fast. But water and medicine are okay for 1 hour before receiving our Lord. Now, Mass usually lasts 45 minutes here. You go about half an hour and we're receiving our Lord. So what that means is a half an hour before Mass, just don't drink any coffee, don't have anything to eat, and you'll be fine. It's pretty easy. It's a very easy fast. It's not like the old days where you had to fast from midnight on. 1 hour before receiving our Lord is not a difficult fast at all. And the other thing you need to be is a Catholic in a state of grace, which means that you've received confession at least once a year during the Lent or Easter season, what they call the Easter duty, and then have no unconfessed mortal sins. Again, that's very simple. If you're making confession a regular part of your life, that's not a very onerous, not a very difficult thing. After we've received our Lord, we don't want to just jump up right away and take off. We should spend some time in adoration, because there are few forms of prayer more powerful than just sitting in front of our Lord, kneeling in front of our Lord, whether he's present in the tabernacle or presence in a monstrance, in the gold vessel where you can see our Lord through the glass window. There's nothing more powerful than that. Very few ways short of receiving our Lord that is more powerful spiritually than spending some time adoring our Lord in the tabernacle. There's a video that's becoming very popular right now on YouTube, where it's an adoration flash mob, where you see these cameras are showing this nice little outdoor mall somewhere in England, where it's just this, people are milling around shopping, all these different little stores. And all of a sudden, a Franciscan friar in his brown habit shows up carrying a bag. He sets down the bag, pulls out a white stole, like priests, like I use at Mass, and then pulls out this monstrance with our Lord in it. And he stands there for a good 5-10 minutes, holding our Lord high over his head, as another friar describes our Lord and talks about our Lord and does a meditation on our Lord from the scriptures. And then, as he's doing this, people are, part of the mob, kneeling down in prayer. And then when the time is up, he puts the monstrance away and he walks off. That's a good challenge for us, to spend some time in adoration. So my challenge for you today as I end is, here at the end of Mass today, just take a short time for Thanksgiving, no more than a few seconds. This won't take long. Instead of immediately getting up and talking to people after the hymn is done, kneel down. Or sit down, and in your heart, silently, look at the tabernacle and say, "Thank you, Jesus." That's it. That's all you have to say. Thank you, Jesus. And then you can get up and go and talk with people and go and do about your day. But just spend those few precious seconds right after Mass and say thank you for the great gift which we have received in the body and blood of our Lord, which we celebrate today on this feast of Corpus Christi.